Mark Bright is the producer for the second album. He also produced half of the first album. All the singles from the first album were Mark's. So I have had some experience in working with him before, and it worked out so well the first time. You know, we just decided to go with him for the second album.
Well, when you have a first album that's as successful as that first one was, and you see it evolve the way it did, you know that, okay, this relationship is working, and we just naturally figured that out. But we did, in the process of the first one, sort of figure out that, okay, we work well together, and we like each other.
Well, there's a lot to be said about trust, you know? He trusts me to do what I do. I sing. I trust him to, you know, make me sound as good as I can possibly sound. And, you know, he does that. So, like I said, it's just a great team effort. And we go in and we do our thing, and he doesn't restrict what I do, and I don't restrict what he does. And then it turns out, you know, hopefully it turns out wonderful.
Because she's been able to be a lot more involved on this record. I really feel like, wow, I've got a collaborator. We're in this together. I think that we were able to get a truer sense of who she is as an artist on this album. We were able to really get in there deep and get deeper dimensions of her artistry, because she got more of a chance to say what she wanted to say and find songs that were deeper.
You know, it's just, I love the songs on the album. The writers did such a great job, and the musicians on the album did such a great job. And, I love listening to these songs.
You know, we walked in again with some great songs, some incredible songs. And I really feel that people are going to love this. This album really shows incredible artistic growth. It's sort of three-dimensional. And it's got a little something for everybody.
I'm extremely excited about the new album. I guess it hasn't been that long since, you know, Some Hearts came out, but it's kind of like, wow, you know, I just want to perform new songs on stage, and I just want to have new songs on the radio and something new to give my fans. So I think it's just amazing that, you know, we've managed to put together this album, and I love it, and I hope everyone else loves it, and I can't wait to just get out there and just, you know, start performing the songs on stage. The More Boys I Meet, actually, I'll tell you the story first. We actually heard it while we were, I think we just got done with Some Hearts, and I heard that song. And the phrase after The More Boys I Meet, you know, should be in parentheses somewhere, "The More I Love My Dog." So I was like, this song is so me, and it's so cute, and it's you know, we heard it, and everything was true, and it was just done in a really fun, cute way. But no time to put it on the first album. We were already having everything, you know, getting mastered and background vocals added and all that stuff, so it was too late. It just came too late. But that was one of the first ones that we, you know, went back and listened to for this album. So of course it worked. You know, we had 2 years to sit on it, and we still loved it, and it was perfect for me. And it's true. The more boys I meet, the more I do love my dog. It's probably not a girl that can't say that.